Welcome to today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program. My name is Joe Sierwinski, and on today's program, I'm joined by Mary Murphy. We don't have the rest of the library ladies today, but Mary, I'm glad to have you here with me today.
Well, thank you very much.
So let's start with something that has begun now. That is the winter reading program. Now, obviously not as big of a deal as the summer reading program, but from what Miss Suzanne tells me, it's still pretty cool. So what can you tell me about it?
It is. It is for all ages, children, teens, and adults. It's very low-key. You read books for the teens and the adults, and you write reviews, and you get prizes. There is no programming element to it. For the children, you keep track of what you read, and you get prizes. So it's kind of more of a reading based. What we like is that we, at the end of each month, the teens and the adults, we give away something like a gift certificate to Casa Doro, the Chinese restaurant, Mary Rose. And then we have grand prizes of Kindles. So it is if you read or if you want to read, every book that you read, you get a book review. A book review, not a book report. It's just you telling us if you liked the book, what you liked about the book, or if you didn't like the book. And you can do it online also. So that's the pretty cool part. And for every book you read, every review you do, you get a chance to, you put in a chance for the grand prize drawing.
All right. So more of a pared down version of the summer reading program then, and focusing on the reading and the prizes. So
right.
I think that sounds like a good plan to me. You have to sign up for this, I assume, or
register for it. You can register everything online if you want, or come into the library. It's as simple as giving your name and email or a phone number. So, and the children are very straightforward too.
All right. Well, definitely get involved with that if you're interested. Now, another thing that we talked about last month when I had you in here, it was sort of on the horizon at that point. Now it is right there for everyone to use. That is the mobile hotspots. What can you tell me about this?
They are going out. We have 4 mobile hotspots that you can check out for a week and enjoy having Wi-Fi at your home. We have one that hasn't been checked out yet, but if you are having an event or if you want to be assured that you want to have connectivity at your house, you can rent it for $5 a day. And it's really a daily thing. If you are having an event and you wanted to make sure that you had Wi-Fi available for all those attending, this is the way to go.
All right. Now it's free to check out the other 4?
Yes. So, and you can reserve it.
Okay.
So I don't think there's any reserves at this moment in time. But yes, people are coming in and people are checking them out, which I'm glad to see, because you think, you know, you hear about things and what other libraries are doing, and you're like, is this suitable for my community? And when you see that they are checking it out, they are using it, they are getting some use out of what you're serving them.
All right. And there are people being responsible with them, returning them
yes.
on time, that sort of thing. That's
yes.
good to hear.
Yes.
All right. Now, another thing coming up in the near future is Art on the Prairie. I've talked about this with other people, but let's talk about it from the library point of view. How are you involved with Art on the Prairie?
Well, it's kind of cool because we actually host the elementary, middle school, and high school art students exhibit. And if you have a student that's in the middle school or the high school or the elementary, you might get a note home saying that your child's art's going to be exhibited at the library. And if you haven't ever seen these children's art, you wouldn't say that it's children. I look at some of them and they're very professional and they're very creative. You know, I'm the kind of person that, you know, cut and paste was designed for because I can't draw anything. And it's really inspiring to see that this imagination and creation that's going on.
When is Art on the Prairie then?
Art on the Prairie is the 11th and the 12th. It's a Saturday and a Sunday, 10 to 5 on Saturday and 10 to 4 on Sunday. The library will be open all those hours, so it's actually expanded hours for Sunday. And we host local artists in the library. We have some demonstrations going on with weaving and with spinning. And then we always have a create your own masterpiece that happens at noon on Saturday and noon on Sunday. And we're going to paint rocks. I don't know if you've heard about this craze about painting rocks, but we just bought, 75 pounds of rocks. So we're going to dabble in that too.
All right. Well, sounds like fun. So definitely keep an eye out for Art on the Prairie activities coming up next weekend. Coming up soon before Art on the Prairie, the day before, in fact, is Veterans Day. And the library is going to be closed for that as well as for later dates in the month, correct?
Correct. November is our three holiday month. It is Veterans Day on the 10th. It's, because it was our original Veterans Day is on the 11th. It's on a weekday. And all will be closed on that day. And also we're closed on Thanksgiving and the day after Thanksgiving. So those are the typical city holidays. And so we will be open Saturday after Thanksgiving. That always is a question. And Sunday after Thanksgiving. So even though we're closed Thanksgiving and Friday, we will be open those 2 days too.
All right. That is good to know. Well, Mary Murphy, Library Director for the Perry Public Library. Anything else that you wanted to mention today?
There was a misprint in the publicity for the monthly book club. We are reading Hillbilly Elegy for this month, and that is the third Tuesday of the month at 1 o'clock in the Clarion Room in the Security Bank Building. If you haven't joined our group, it's a very interesting time. So we do talk about the book, and we talk about lots of other things, too, that the book brings. We talk about a lot of social commentary. So interesting discussions.
All right. Well, Mary Murphy, thank you so much for joining me, as always.
Thank you.
That's been today's Perry Fairway Let's Talk Dallas County program with Perry Public Library Director Mary Murphy. You can find this program at raccoonvalleyradio.com. My name is Joe Cerwinski with Raccoon Valley Radio News. Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.